To Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we look at the issue of packaging waste at Christmas time and what consumers can do to manage it after the festive season. Christmas is one of the biggest occasions across the globe for packaging waste, and Ireland is no exception. This year, Repack expect over 100,000 tonnes of packaging waste to be generated over the Christmas period, a 4% increase on last year. Laura Sherry of Repack spoke to us and explained why.
Our research shows that Irish people plan to spend €375 on gifts this year around Christmas, so that in itself demonstrates that there's additional packaging. €375 in a short space of time by all the people of Ireland will naturally increase packaging. And then gifts as well. Everyone's going to be giving gifts to their loved ones, family, friends, children. There's a lot of packaging that's around children's presents. I have two of my own and I could see the additional packaging come into the house. And then you have food. Everyone's eating and shopping, buying, bringing lots of food. We're all celebrating Christmas together and eating and enjoying the Christmas holiday. So that naturally increases packaging as well. So we expect it to generate 100 tonnes of packaging waste this Christmas. What we're trying to encourage people to do is to recycle their packaging as much as they can. I think the vast majority of people, 95% from our research, shows that they know what items are to be recycled and they know that they can have a second life, so that if they do recycle them, they will turn into a different product, a different material, helping us live in a circular economy. The Irish public are conscientious about recycling and sustainability in the environment.
While packaging waste is something on the increase every year, the efforts to combat it are as well. Nearly half of Irish people consider sustainability when purchasing Christmas presents, and 3/4 of people plan to reuse last year's decorations.
Waste generation seems to be on the increase, but we're working hard to try and work with our members to reduce packaging as much as possible, prevent packaging where possible as well. So we have an initiative, especially under Plastic Pledge, and then we have a Prevent and Save initiative where we work with our members to try and help them reduce their packaging as much as we can. So it's a continuous effort and we're working with businesses to help improve them.
A major goal is a move away from a linear economy, one focused on consuming and discarding, and towards a circular economy, focused on reusing and recycling. Ireland currently recycles 28% of all plastics, but this needs to be increased to 50% by 2025 to meet EU targets.
It's now well recognised that we can't live in a linear economy. So a linear economy is where we take, make and dispose of materials and natural resources. So we need to move to a circular economy to help the environment to be more sustainable. And a circular economy is essentially where we keep our materials and resources in use as much as possible. So on a daily basis, when you have packaging in your household or in the workplace or in school or any businesses, if you recycle correctly, clean, dry and loose, ensure that the waste is segregated, that will help you live in a circular economy. That will help all of us live in a circular economy. So that's the first step that everyone can do every day, because essentially we are handling packaging every day. It's a part of our lives.
While it may seem like a daunting task, Laura says that there is a lot people can do to mitigate their waste going forward. In fact, Irish people are well on their way. 92% of those surveyed by Repack say that they make a conscious effort to recycle packaging items correctly.
I would say you try and keep it local as much as they can. You know, shop local. You can see the amount of online shopping since COVID. It's really increased. A lot of that might come from distant sellers. Distant sellers would be companies that mightn't necessarily be contributing a financial contribution towards the recycling in Ireland, such as the Repack members will be. We have 3,500 members and they all pay towards the recycling, supporting the recycling in Ireland. So try and keep it local as much as you can. Shop with Repack members. That will definitely reduce the big packages that come into your house. We all know online shopping can produce a huge amount of packaging. It might be a small item in a huge box. So keep it local as much as you can and support your local economy.
If you would like to know more about how you can sustainably dispose of Christmas packaging waste or learn about the work that Repack does, check the show notes of this episode.
And we're stronger when together.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.